You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
A dozen minutes after 6 o'clock here in the Mile High City. As the cleanup around Colorado gets underway from all the flooding. See that I think they have reopened I-70, right?
You bet.
More mudslides that... There were even cars trapped between mudslides.
Oh, the whole, yeah, the Glenwood thing. Ugh. What a pain.
And then I'm seeing the stories of people who've lost their lives now in these flash floods. It is just, that's been kind of wicked.
The floods in China, too, that they were having, where they were going down into the subway. People were on the subway cars, and they were filling up to the top with water.
Yeah, it's
I was watching some of the video that people were taking from their phones in there, and I was, like, breathing heavy watching it. Like, my God, terrifying.
Hopefully we can get into a stable stretch of weather.
Yeah.
We hope. Speaking of water, they came out and cut open a big hole in my ceiling yesterday and repaired yet another. Yeah. It was actually three small leaks in the same area, so... Talk to the guy. He goes, you don't want to hear this. He goes, but you really need to replace all the pipes inside your house. The entire house needs to be repiped. It's not what they put in. It's what they did in terms of, I don't want to get too deep into the science behind it all, but it's something called electrolysis.
Yeah.
When they built the house, they made a, they cheaped out on a couple of things in terms of grounding the electricity in the house. And that actually eats through copper piping. It causes little pinholes to deform because they...
I've never heard of this.
Look it up. It has to do with if you're attaching copper pipes to other types of pipes, it creates electrolysis. Or if you ground the house's electricity to one of the copper pipes, it just it doesn't do well. And it degrades quickly. And then you start getting leaks behind your walls. And so...
What's the cost?
Yeah, I'm looking at five figures. Five figures,
like upper five figures, mid five figures.
Now I've got one quote. I'm going to go get two more.
Does insurance help you with that at all?
I doubt it. Seriously.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
My oh my! What a wonderful day.
Anyway, so that's what's going on.
Can you go back and sue the builder?
The house is only 18 years old, you know, and that's what sucks about all of this. So, anyway, that's what's going
on. That's major. Like, I can't even, I'm just, about this.
Yeah.
I have never heard of somebody having to do this unless you have a house that was built in, like, you know, the early 1900s that has lead pipes and stuff in it, and you got to go in and replace everything. Nothing new like this. So, that's a bummer. That's real bad.
Anyway, distract me from this. Tell me something going on.
I know. I don't have too much going on. It was a pretty, it was a good day yesterday. The kids got to go over to my parents' house for the whole day. My parents have a giant raspberry patch out in their backyard. And every year when it starts, ripening up, my parents have the kids over to pick raspberries, and they do it for hours.
That's great.
You know, they got to put on the long sleeves and the pants and everything because it's really prickly. But they easily ate 600 raspberries each yesterday. I'm surprised they did not have little tummy aches last night. So that was great. I kind of had the afternoon to myself. I got to go with to the gym. Spend a little time with Knick Knack and work on some of my side crap that I've been working on. The other thing that went on is last night we actually had a birthday party we were supposed to go to at 6 o'clock, and it was a pool party. And let me start by saying I love these people. They're good friends of ours. I love their kids. They're good kids. But it was like 6 o'clock birthday party on a work night. I got to get up. I don't want to do this. And I wandered outside at about 5:40 and looked at the skies, Dom, and they were dark. Mm-hmm. And it was rolling in, and I could hear the thunder.
So did you use that as an excuse?
Well, we loaded up. We got in the car. The pool's about 5 minutes away, and it just starts downpouring. And the whole way that, we're going, I'm like, this is not happening. It's not happening. They're going to close the pool. Why are we even bothering? This is stupid. Let's go home. And we got within like a block of the pool, and we received a text from the couple hosting the party saying, sorry for the late notice, they closed the pool.
Da, 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 da.
I can't even tell you how quick that U-turn was. Probably the fastest, something you'd see in the Fast and the Furious movies, man.
That's great.
I whipped that family SUV around, and we got way back home super quick.
That's great.
Isn't that fantastic?
I was wondering, thanks, too, when you start telling weather. The story, I'm like, who schedules a party on a weeknight?
I know. Well, it's one of those things. There's so many kids' birthdays right now. Mm-hmm. So many. It's like it's a revolving door with kids' birthdays.
I guess that's true. You wouldn't have as much of a chance of it being conflicting with other plans.
You don't. And everybody's got vacations and things planned on weekends, and it's like every weekend is booked for everybody. So they're like, hey, how's Wednesday look for everyone?
You know, there's a very good chance that the parents putting this thing on were just as excited to cancel it as you.
You might be right.
You know?
You might be right.
I mean, really?
Right.